evening, everyone. Yes, of course, he did ask me to speak tonight, although I had some struggle to agree, because I don't believe that you hear my vocabulary and how I speak. But because it's the work of God, and if I was to run away from it, I will run away from his presence, as Yona did. Then I decided to agree, and I'll beg you to pay much attention. I'm not a good speaker. I don't have yet a good vocabulary, but I believe, at least as Sarita has said, you might get that one word that you can remember from my teaching tonight. Thank you. So we are going to draw our teaching or tonight from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1, I will say up to verse 15, but we are not going to read. As I speak, I'll be reading some verses, then hopefully we'll be able to learn something from it. And our theme, I have called our theme tonight, a new birth is absolutely essential to enter the kingdom of God. A new birth is absolutely essential to enter the kingdom of God. You know, I know you notice that I have decided to borrow this word, which is common nowadays in our time, as we are living in this time of pandemic. The word is essential, which has been most on our daily life, so that it can help us to remember how the new birth can help. It's important to have a new birth for us to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, in the book I have mentioned, the book of the Gospel of John, it's a discussion of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the man called Nicodemus. And you will not see in verse 1 and verse 2, it talks about who Nicodemus was. Who is this man? And as John put it, he said, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are from God, for no one can do this sign that you do unless God is with him. So the scripture starts telling us who Nicodemus was. He was from the people or the member of the Pharisees, and this is the brief that it was a council, and the people who have chosen themselves, believing that they can follow the rules and the regulation and they do what God wants on their own. They believe, the Pharisees, that's how they believe. They believe that they can do the good work, or they can follow God's regulation and the commands on their own, within their power. And at a certain time, you will realize, if you continue reading the Bible, that they even had that ability sometimes of judging others because of how they are behaving or how they speak, which is a nature of every human. Every one of us, I believe that is how we are. Sometimes we may think that I can do it on my own. So if John introduces us to tell us who this man was, it's because God, because John was writing through the influence of the Holy Spirit, God knew that at certain point, this scripture, it will be read when Nicodemus is not there. And we should have something to refer at when we are reading this this topic, or when we are reading this scripture. So, and the good other example to tell you how the Pharisees behaved, they were you can take it from the book of Luke chapter 18, when Jesus talks about a Pharisee coming to church or in the place of worship, disgracing the tax collector because he believed that the tax collector wasn't right before God. But the Bible talks clear that the tax collectors went back home justified at the time when the Pharisees could not have been justified because of his proudness. So, what I'm trying to show is that all of us, as a human being, there is that what we think that we are able to do this, we are able to do that. But here, the scripture wants to show us tonight, when Nicodemus came, he came as a man who can be able to do it. But look how Jesus sensing, it is very amazing how Jesus noticing, Jesus' light cross that with penetrating his senses, that must have gone like a sweat, light into Nicodemus. He said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Truly, truly. So you observe that Jesus started his sentence with the word which I have come to realize that it's a word that when it comes before, it makes what comes after that very important. If someone will tell you tonight, unless you come to my house, you can't see me. You have no another way you can see him. Can you see him? No. You need to go to him. It's absolutely, you must. He or she has told you that unless you come to my house, you start proposing other options. But if he has said that, if you are a wise man or a woman, you say that tonight or today he doesn't want to go and to meet me anywhere else, it's definitely I have to go at his or her house. So this is what Jesus is telling Nicodemus, that unless you are born again, you cannot go into the kingdom of God. Which means there is no another way, no good work you can do for you to enter the kingdom of God unless you were born again. Nicodemus is confused. Start saying, "Jesus, can't you see?" Of course, you will not read it this way in the scriptures, in the scripture, but maybe I may put it that way, that Nicodemus saying, "Jesus, can't you see that I am old? How am I going?" If you read verse 34, that's what Nicodemus is saying to Jesus. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?" Sometimes when I was reading this scripture, I asked myself a question. If Jesus was to ask Nicodemus if a one-day-old baby can do that, was it possible? The answer is no. But because of confusion, Nicodemus is confused with the word. He doesn't know about it. He's asking, "I am old, I can't do that." But even a child can't do that. Because Nicodemus, the reason was that Jesus was speaking spiritual things with the visible signs, but Nicodemus understood him physically. He understood that what Jesus wanted was him to go back into her mother's womb and be born again, which is a problem for each and everyone. Sometimes when God speaks in his word, especially when he uses these signs, we understand physically, because we are human beings. We are living on this earth. The only thing you can understand easily are physical. There are physical things that are easy for us as human beings to understand. That's why even Nicodemus was easy for him to understand. Despite him being a teacher of the law, despite him have read what the Bible have said about what God has proclaimed that he would do in the later days, Nicodemus knew that Jeremiah had prophesied about the new creation. Ezekiel has already prophesied that at one point, God will take out, will remove the heart of stone in the man and take and put a new heart with flesh. This is the man who had read this. And this is the man who had already confirmed that truly Jesus is from God. If you recall his statement, he said, "We know that you are from God." Nicodemus could have been sure to not know that this man, if he's from God, is a promised Messiah. But because he was a human being like you and me tonight, he took Jesus' word literally as physical. Jesus continued to explain. After Nicodemus asked the question, Jesus went again, and again, as in verses 5, you read that Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of Spirit is Spirit." But still, Nicodemus, at this point, Jesus is telling him that what must be done. And he even reminded him that your father or your parent can give you body. Your father, your parent can train you physically. But the one who can bring that new birth in you, it's God himself. The new birth, you can't get it anywhere apart from God himself. Now, and that is the reason why Jesus continued, as you read in verse 13, Jesus is telling Nicodemus, because Nicodemus continued not understanding what Jesus was trying to tell him, because he was a human being. This is the problem of everyone we have here on this earth. It's not easy for us to understand when God is speaking. Jesus is even telling him that no one who has no one has ascended into heaven except he who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Which means Jesus is telling Nicodemus that I am the one who can do that. I am the one here, the one you are seeing, the one you are speaking with. I am the one who can bring that new birth into your life. I'm the one who can make you change in your life. Then Jesus goes on to continue to explain to Nicodemus how that it will be done. How can you reach that point? Verses 14, as I read, it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." So Jesus is our Lord here. It's making a clear statement to Nicodemus after telling him that what God has promised in the Old Testament, what you know about doing things right with God. The commandment you and your fellow Pharisees agree that you are going to follow, or maybe you think that you can follow by your own power, and you can't do it. The one who can make you do it and follow it, it's me here. It's the one who came from above. And the way to start afresh, it's by having that faith in me. You will recall that this, when Moses lifted up the serpent was hanging on the tree. It would do nothing. But the one who had been bitten by the snake walked out from his tent or her tent and ran to it for him to get to be healed. And this is what Jesus is telling Nicodemus, that as the Son of Man is going to be lifted up. And I'm very sure that Nicodemus knew that this name, the Son of Man, was a favorite name of Jesus Christ. So that whoever have faith in me shall not perish, but have eternal life. So what I want to remind you this evening is that new birth is absolutely essential for you to enter the kingdom of God. If you want to enter the kingdom of God, you have to have that new birth. And the way to receive that new birth, it's by having the faith in the true teaching of the scripture, which comes through by believing Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sometimes when we talk about to enter the kingdom of God, you may think, or as I may think, that it's the time when the trumpet shall sound and the all being caught up to heaven. But if you read, as I read in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, let me read there. Paul writes something to the Christian of Colossae, which I came to understand that we don't enter into the kingdom, we will not enter into the kingdom then. Immediately we are saved, we go into the kingdom of God. Because that's when we are living under God's authority. Because to be into the kingdom, they must be the king. You are being ruled by someone, and you have to be the subject. So, and here what Paul is saying to the people of the church in Colossae. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. These people were not yet in heaven. They were in Colossae as we read. So immediately we accept Jesus, our Lord and the Savior, we enter into his kingdom. That is when why Jesus is using this term to Nicodemus to tell him that you can't see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. If you have, or we have heard our brothers and sisters testifying that they have seen change in their life, it's because they have seen change in the way they used to live and the way they live now. There's a change. And that change can't come to you or me unless there is a transfer. That transfer has to be done. And then for you and me to have that transfer, it's through having this new birth. That's why Jesus is telling Nicodemus, for you to see the kingdom of God, to enter into the kingdom of God, for you to not to have that changes you would like to have in your life, for you to have that spiritual or Christian behavior you would like to have in your life, you have to examine to see that truly, am I a new born or I am not a new born? Because here, Jesus Christ is telling Nicodemus, which I believe he is speaking even to us tonight, that you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. For you to experience the kingdom of God, to be guided by God, to see the new fruit, the spiritual fruit, you need to have this new birth. Without that, fresh fruit, and spiritual fruit will come when you have a spiritual birth in you. Let's pray. That's the word which God has put in my heart.